Tulsa Mayor G.T. Bynum and community leaders who organized the recent We Can't Breathe protest announced the city will not renew its contract with the reality show Live PD. Community groups have decried the show for exploiting people in poverty and people of color. Bynum has resisted calls to end the city's relationship with the show, saying he sees it as a way to show Tulsans what their police officers do on the job. But after a three-hour meeting Monday, Bynum and the organizers seem to be on the same page.
We agree that there ought to be that transparency, but we want it to be a nonprofit vehicle that doesn't commercialize policing in Tulsa.
The two sides made progress toward several other police reforms as well, including setting up an Office of the Independent Monitor to review police internal investigations and uses of force. Bynum warned that will take council approval and collective bargaining with the police union, which could lead to arbitration. Bynum will also meet with the family of Terrence Crutcher about resolving their lawsuit against the city. A white Tulsa police officer shot and killed Crutcher in September 2016. His twin sister, Tiffany, says the reforms are part of the broader goal of bringing equity to North Tulsa.
We want children in North Tulsa to have the same life expectancy as the children in South Tulsa. We want a quality grocery store in North Tulsa, just like we have in South Tulsa. We want to be policed the same way that they police in South Tulsa in North Tulsa. And I don't think that's much to ask.
Additionally, Bynum's office will discuss how to fund mental health services integrated into the police department. And Chief Wendell Franklin agreed to consult black community leaders about potential policy changes and to review recent uses of force. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.